Well, I suppose a few years ago, I started talking about a support hub, and I knew that we had to get something together to get support in place for the entire county. And I kind of pushed away at that, and I realized it wasn't really working out, but I would keep pushing on anyway. And so before Christmas, I suppose maybe even back as far as August, September, I started thinking about the idea of bringing in volunteers to help with the crisis, because I knew there were so many people that were able to and willing to help with so many issues, but they didn't have a platform to begin that work or to start from. So in January, fast forward, we did a lot of talk, and I got together Joy and Brenda Tierney Joyce and Claire McDade, when we formulated the redress focus groups. So we are all homeowners, and so it's a homeowner-led initiative. So we started in January by doing call outs for volunteers in various locations, and that's how it all began, really.
And it's not just helping people and campaigning on the technical side of things. It's recognizing too the emotional stress, which we've heard even just a fraction of on programs like this. It's to assist in that as well, because there's this people I know affected by this hatred of the property that they're in. They don't want to do anything to it. They don't care. Not everyone, of course, Roisin, but they're just so broken by it that they just don't feel there's any point in doing anything, you know, and then that permeates out through life as well too, Roisin.
Absolutely. Support and empowerment are two of our main focuses in redress focus groups. And the mental health supports, although there are a lot of mental health supports in the area, Greg, no one knows more than you about how stretched those services are. So we have nothing in place specifically for supports and mental health support for people living through the defective blocks crisis. We bandy about this number of 5,000, 7,000. I mean, and the Inishowen Independent did a great article last week. We're looking at that number, 7,000, being Inishowen alone. We're looking at 20,000 people. If you look about how many people are in those homes, you could be looking at what, 80,000 people affected.
I know
by
five
this.
Outside Inishowen, and I have a small friends group. I know five outside Inishowen, a cluster that are they're defective concrete properties, but they people haven't even really taken the step to establish that yet. But they know themselves, if that makes sense. So that's as I say, I know five and one person with a relatively small sort of circle, if that makes sense.
So unfortunately, we don't have a number. We don't even have a true accurate estimate of a number. But I mean, the reality is you take a drive around Donegal, there's even a village that you will drive through in Donegal. I won't say where it is. In 10 years' time, there'll be one building in that village that's standing. You know, it's a serious crisis, and one of the things that I have such an acute awareness of the enormity of the size of this. I don't know why, but I just seem to be able to grasp it. And I think there's a lot of people, the people that need to grasp it are not grasping the enormity of the situation. So creating awareness in this way, bringing people in, homeowners that feel frustrated or control of our own fate, of our own lives, has been taken away from us with this scheme. You know, and the lack of supports that are available. So redress focus groups gives that power back to the people, and they own the crisis. Mm. They own redress focus groups, and they are now in control mm-hmm. of their own fate.
And I think it's really important too, because you know, it's very hard to deal with everything, but I think it's really important for people that are affected by this or want to, you are affected by this defective concrete issue. When there are redress focus group meetings held, for an example, that they go and attend, because the people that are involved in this need support as well, you know, and they've got a lot of information to disseminate and to pass on. And it's very easy, I suppose, on a cold, wet evening or whatever it might be, if there's other stuff on, not to. But I think when these meetings are held, it's really important as many people, and they are well attended, but as many people as possible go to them, because those involved in them, Roisin, and I'm not speaking on their behalf, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but are also people that are dealing with this themselves and then giving of their time to try and help other people. So there needs to be a sort of a backflow of support there as well, because it's draining, I'm sure, to be part of this process.
It is, absolutely. And the dedication and commitment that's been shown by the volunteers that are coming on board, they're all homeowners, almost all of them are homeowners, but of course some of them are not. They're affected indirectly, which is another thing people aren't aware of being affected in various different ways. For example, last night, the mental health and youth focus group We had a meeting that began at 8:30 last night and didn't finish to 10 p.m. And actually, Caitlin was dialing in from Italy, so it was 11 p.m. with her. So the dedication and the commitment from volunteers and allies is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. And in turn, that is going to empower other people to say, well, you know, I can take part in this. I can volunteer. I can take control of my own fate as well. And they'll be encouraged to do that through seeing what the volunteers have achieved in such a short space of time as well. But yes, the meetings, they weren't as well attended recently, but the next meeting that we're having is the 24th of October, and then the final meeting we're having is the 5th of December. Both of them are held in Ungreenan Hotel, but I want to really make it clear that because we are only getting started, we're only getting going, we understand that A, the website is not going to be able to be used by everyone. We understand that we need physical supports and tangible supports that people can, you know, we need a leaflet to go out to houses and people that are not online. And we also intend to do meetings throughout the county. So I don't want people in different areas of the county to feel that this is just a specific area.
I think people understand that. I hope to do, because there's a lot of stuff that's ongoing at the moment. The website itself is
for people in other counties and even on into Northern Ireland, that we can be a bit of a help to them and show them what can be done.
Okay, and the website is live now. I'm always afraid of giving out the wrong address. redressfocusgroups.ie, and those watching and myself here looking at it now, it's exactly how I like my web pages. It's simple, if you know what I mean. About Redress Groups, info, news, contact. That's what's there. An invitation to become a member, help and advice, and then the media centre. And that's it. You click through, and it's designed to be user-friendly and manageable, and I know a lot of work has gone into that regard, and it's that's what's there now. It can grow from here on in now that the infrastructure is there.
Absolutely. And so I have to first of all thank Michael McGinty of Mina Design and his team, and also Brenda Tierney Joyce of tierneyjoyce.ie. Myself and Brenda and Michael, we worked on this every single day. And as I, like, Michael approached me and said, I what about a website? And I was like, so amazed that someone would offer something like that. I mean, this is such a, they did it all in their free time. They actually took time out of their day's work to do this, to work on this. Mm. They did it all for free as a donation to the crisis, to the people. And what they have done is phenomenal. It's, this sort of thing should have been done a long time ago. Government should be doing this, should be supporting this, should be funding this. Redress Focus Groups is run with absolutely no funding whatsoever. Everyone is doing everything voluntarily, which is it's a bit worrying going forward because of the commitment that it takes to organise and run Redress Focus Groups. And I will not be able to commit the time that I have been able to commit in the last few months. And that's a bit of a concern, but I mean, we keep pushing on. We'll try.
Yeah. Well, lots of people lighten the load then, you know, rather than a few people taking it up. And there's a head of steam that it needs to be maintained as well. But it's there right now for you to go and check out. And it supplements, you know, what's happening in terms of the work on social media, through the Facebook pages and Twitter X, etc. The in-person meetings, the campaigning and everything else that's going on. But the focus groups are delivering results. They are supporting people. And it's a long road, and it's a chipping away bit by bit. But if people stick together and unite and work together, people won't be beaten. You know, this is a series of battles, but it is a war that will be won. You know, and obviously that word has connotations.
The homeowners have proven this from day one. You know, you've got the science and you've got all the other things that the homeowners have done, and we have proven that if you work together, you can make change happen. So you have two choices. You can come and join the Redress Focus Groups, feel empowered and be supported and take control of your own fate. Or you can feel like this is hopeless. Yes, the scheme is not fit for purpose. It is absolutely awful. It's a shame that we are left with the scheme that we are. But we've got to work with what we have right now. There's people saying, you know, that we can't be saddled with loans. The bank and an insurance group are not asking for loans. So that is misinformation. We need, there are people that cannot live any longer in their homes, and they need the money to be given to them.
Bridging
to
finance.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bridging finance, which is not a loan. Mm-hmm. So we need to be able to move on with what we have, and we need to have hope. We need to have hope. We need to encourage each other, and we need to make sure that we can get through this crisis, because if we give up and we don't do that, where are we going to be?
All right. Redressfocusgroups.ie, and people like Roisin and the others involved need your support as well, because they can't do it all themselves, dealing with their own problems with their houses and family and everything else that comes with this life, Roisin. Listen.
Exactly. Yeah. And I really have to mention the volunteers, Greg. Thanks so much for having me on this morning. But without the volunteers, we can't do any of the work. And you'll see on the website, there is a progress report of what the volunteers have actually done and achieved in such a short space of time. I would always have been the one answering anybody on social media. Now you'll have Jess, you'll have Debbie, and I'm also so grateful to Garrett Hart of Hart Media. So it is a culmination of people coming together, and it proves that if we do, we can pull ourselves out of this hole.